Thank you for choosing Nigga Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Bruce Sturm, S-T-U-R-M.
Can you verify your address and email address, please?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, how may I help you, sir? I won't be able to give out any information if you're a member. How may I help you?
Well, I got this email from you folks saying that my credit card is expired and you won't be able to resume shipments until I give you a new credit card. 3 years ago, I ordered the Star Trek starships. Never got any, ever. And now you're telling me you want to ship them to me? What kind of scam is this? Hello?
Yes, sir. Without your information, I won't be able to pull up any accounts, so I won't be able to answer the question. And we're not a scam, sir. Maybe the item
was
out of stock.
Well, evidently so. I've got an account number I'll give you, but I'm not going to give you any personal information.
Yeah, you still have to verify. Your personal information will be under the account number. May I have that, please? 3-3-6-8-6-7-5-0-1. Okay, in Moline, Illinois, 61265.
That's what I got.
Okay, how about I help you? It's optional if you don't want to have anything to do with the services. If you don't update the card number, we can't bill you for anything. And if you want us to remove your information, we can do that now.
Well, evidently you didn't listen to what I said to begin with.
You stated you placed the order. You say you placed the order over a year ago, and I do show that it was March the 20th.
3 years ago.
Well, this is March 19th, 2020, for that order number. This is for the Star Trek collection. This is March 19th, 2020. That was last year.
Well, your information's wrong.
Okay, you say you never received anything.
I never got anything for you guys.
Correct. How may I help you?
Just remove it.
Okay, your information has been removed, sir. I will send you an email to the email.